Om Shanti. Good evening. Om Shanti.
Shanti. There's a beautiful and very powerful atmosphere of silence. And I think you must have been remembering Madhuban, Baba, and Daddy Gulzar. Daddy Gulzar is going to join us in just a few minutes. And she's then going to share some time and yoga and silence with us. But we weren't quite sure about the timings, and so the white lights have come. But we're going to go back to the dim lights in just a few minutes. Getting minute-to-minute reports. Daddy Gulzar is actually on her way down now, so I'll just vacate the throne.
मिल जाओ आज हमसे दृष्टि से सृष्टि रच दो, मुरली से रंग भर दो, वरदानों के हे दाता सादर पधारिए, सादर पधारिए। भावनाएं निर्मल हृदय का कहना, संगम युग में बाबा संग आपके ही रहना, धरती भी नगमे गाती, अंबर भी गुनगुनाता, संसार सारा गाता, सादर पधारिए, सादर पधारिए। तेरे प्यार को संजोए, नैनों को है भिगोए, यादों के मोतियों को सांसों में है पिरोए, वो सद्गुणों के सागर भरने हर एक गागर, हर ही तुम्हें बुलाता सादर पधारिए, सादर पधारिए। आनंद के प्रदाता हे स्नेह शक्ति दाता, अव्यक्त बाप दादा सादर पधारिए, सादर पधारिए, सादर पधारिए।
Our brothers and sisters, they haven't got headphones, so I would like to make a request. If you have a headphone and somebody next to you has one, so could you kindly hand those headphones to someone here, Hasubin? If you can stand up, and if you have someone sitting next to you has headphones, so you share with them, and please hand your spare headphone to Hasubin. And those who haven't got headphones, I'd like you to raise your hands. Who hasn't got headphones? Okay, so if you can kindly just help each other to share the headphones. Here, sitting on the floor, I can see that some of you have headphones. If you have someone sitting next to you, please share and give us your headphones so we could use it for... Okay, you can only share if it can be... I mean, there are some headphones that you can split the headsets. You can't otherwise. So only those who have a headphone which you can actually split, those are the headphones you could share. Okay, who hasn't got headphone? Could you raise your hands, please? Sandra, can you please just take one from her, Subin? Okay, anyone from the brother's side who hasn't got headphones? Okay, so all of you have headphones now? Or is there anyone who hasn't? Everyone has got it, yeah? Okay, who hasn't got? Can you raise your hands? Hasuben has few here in her
hands. Om Shanti.
So if you haven't got, please take it from her.
Om Shanti.
Okay, the back, Hasuben, there's someone, couple of people right at the back.
John?
Course from two.
Badrinath, okay, can you hear me? Thank you. Okay. Now, the brother who is sitting on the floor in the far corner near the stage, there's a chair behind you. If you want to use the chair behind you near the curtain, I know all of you are feeling that not only that Daddy has come to us, but Baba has come to us. Seeing Daddy, you automatically feel Baba's presence. I'm very happy that it's not just London here, but from UK, different parts of UK, our brothers and sisters have come to meet Daddy. It's a matter of great fortune for us that the two daddies are with us. It's very rare anywhere outside of India or even sometimes in India that you meet the two daddies together. So for a short time today, we'll have a spiritual chit-chat with the two daddies, if that's okay. I know since morning we've taken a lot of service from Daddy Gulzar, and we've kept her very busy. And because people have come from so far away, it would be wonderful for them to go away with some attainment. Daddy, when we hear your stories, we know that you came to Baba from the age of 9. And now, your age, okay, it's said that we shouldn't count our years, but we know that the history of the Yajna is 70 years, and so we understand what your physical age must be. So when you came to Baba, and Mama and Baba themselves taught you with a lot of love, and they said to you to practice soul consciousness. What was the soul conscious stage at that time? And now, having been on a journey of 70 years, what is your soul conscious stage now? Is there any difference? Is it the same?
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
आत्म अभिमानी स्थिति का अनुभव तो आप सबको है ही.
All of you have the experience of a soul conscious stage, but when I first came, I didn't have any knowledge of spiritual kind, and it was in childhood that I came. And of course, in childhood, there isn't such an interest in spiritual things. And so, I knew nothing. I had no knowledge of soul, supreme soul, deities, nor did I have any interest to know about these things. But because of my Laukik mother, who had an interest that out of all of her children, it would be very good if at least one child was interested in God, in the Supreme Soul, and her life was in that area. And so, because of my mother's interest, I came to Baba, and Baba had opened a spiritual boarding school in which all of us children who were of only 10, 11 years of age had come. We had gathered there. And Baba gave us the aim that, children, who are you? Baba asked, who are you? And so, of course, it seemed very new to be asked that. After all, Baba was looking at us, seeing us, and yet he was asking, who are you? So we all started wondering what Baba was meaning. We said, Baba, we're just ordinary children. I'm called this. The other one said, I'm called that. And so these are physical things. And yet Baba said, but who are you? And so everyone started wondering, thinking. And so Baba said, look, you're using two words throughout the whole day. One is I, the other is mine. And so many times you use these two words. We all do, don't we? And so we said, yes, Baba, we do use these words. And Baba said, is I and mine one thing? Or is I and mine two separate things? They're two separate words, so surely it must be two separate things. So Baba said, what do you say when you mean the body? Do you say I or mine? For instance, if I have a headache, so what would I say? I am a headache or I have a pain in my head? You wouldn't say, I am a headache. You would say, I have pain in my head. So, you're calling the body mine. So, who is the one who is saying mine? In this way, Baba asked a question. And so, for the one who is saying mine is the one who is the master. And so, if I say for anything mine, then it's because I'm a master that I'm calling it mine. So, Baba said, child, you don't understand that you are a soul who is the master of this body. And the soul resides in the center of the forehead, and the soul is a sparkling light. And in this way, everyone is a soul. And when you think of yourself as a soul and move along as a soul, then you will have such intoxication and you will have such pleasure. And seeing everyone else as souls, your stage will be very, very light, double light. And doesn't matter what anyone says or does, you will not be influenced in your mind by that. And so we were children, and so whatever understanding we were given, whatever teachings we were given, we would do that in a practical way. And so as Baba gave us this aim of being a soul, having that awareness, it became firm for us that I am a soul. And Baba also made us understand that I, the soul, am a form of light. And so by stabilizing in this stage, what would happen is the attraction for the body ended. And as the soul had faith in the intellect, we started thinking that I am a soul, this one is a soul, everyone is a soul, we are the children of one supreme soul. And so we started seeing one another with this soul conscious vision. And then of course there was no feeling of any kind of vice within us because we were just children. And so when we sat in soul consciousness, I liked it very much. The feeling was of peace, bliss, love. And we were swinging in this swing of these qualities, and that the feeling that the Supreme Soul is my Father, and that stage became so firm that whilst engaging in activity, the awareness was that I am a karma yogi. Whilst performing action, karma, the awareness that I am with the Supreme, with God in yoga, in remembrance. So though we were 80 at that time, because we were not seeing each other with body conscious vision, we very much felt we were one. And there was no feeling of influence of anyone else's stage, but our own practice of soul consciousness was so good that it became natural as we ate, as we drank, as we walked, as we moved, as we sat. There was just that awareness, I am a soul and the others are also souls. We are the children of one supreme soul. And little by little, we received knowledge of the Supreme Soul, and because of that experience of the Supreme Soul, there was very much the feeling that we were one, and there was no effect of anything of anyone else. And so in the beginning, we started this practice of soul consciousness, and now, yes, there is that faith that I am a soul, but at this time, the feeling of what I, the soul, have to do for the world. So this is an aim now. At that time, there wasn't the awareness that there's peacelessness in the world, there's sorrow in the world, and didn't have that knowledge at that time. Just that I am a soul and everyone else is also a soul. And now Baba has given us a task that you are a soul, and so whatever souls there are in the world are also your brothers. We are the children of the one Supreme Father, whether they are aware of it or not, but we are all brothers and sisters. And so when we sit in yoga now as souls, the stage there was in the beginning of bliss, love, peace, all of that is of course there, but the addition now is that I, the soul, have to benefit others too. So in this way, the soul emerges other souls around the world and sends light and might, sakash, light and might to the world, so that the sorrow and peacelessness of those souls can change to peace and happiness. So any time we give knowledge of the soul to others, they also become very happy and are able to feel a difference in their life. So this is the difference now. So this is a wonderful thing that in childhood Baba sowed that seed in you in your childhood, and that has become the basis, that stage has been the basis of your life. Anytime you sit, just in 1 second, think of yourself in a soul conscious way as a soul. And as we were children, we used to form little groups and we used to race with one another. For how long was each one able to be soul conscious? So who was able to be soul conscious longest? Who was number one in this? Who was second in this? So in this way we practiced this, rehearsed this. These days in Baba's murlis, there is one word that Baba's been speaking frequently on the subject of yoga, and that is Jwalamukh. Jwalamukhi yoga, that is yoga that is volcanic, yoga that is so powerful. And one point of this is one that we all practice around the world. So this is what's been happening, where every day we are concentrating on one point, and the same point is being used around the world. Before, Baba used to talk about the seed stage. Now Baba speaks about this volcanic stage in yoga. So in your experience, what is the difference between the two? The seed stage is one where we experience some attainment, but the yoga that is like a volcanic stage is one there is in which there is this feeling of fire, fire in which transformation happens very fast. And this is why Baba says to be a lighthouse and might house, and to give such sakash, light and might, to others, that if there's anything that is lacking in others or of weakness in others, that will transform very fast. Because what people around the world want, majority want, is that there should be something that happens that uplifts souls of the world. There's such corruption, there's such degradation. So who is it that's going to bring about the necessary transformation? So Baba has made us instruments to bring transformation in the world. And this is why Baba says volcanic stage of yoga. So any seed, if you put a seed in the fire, then the fruit of that seed will not emerge because it's been roasted. So the fruit of that seed of today is peacelessness and sorrow. But if we burn that seed, then the sorrow and suffering and peacelessness will not emerge. And so Baba says, the seed of the vices are taking on such a fearsome form that if you incinerate that seed, the fruit of that will be destroyed. In effort, the vices that sometimes emerge can transform any old sanskars. Any trace of old sanskars can really end in that form of volcanic yoga. And there can be the inculcation of virtue. We can become the bouquet of virtues. And others can also experience virtue in your life and be inspired by it. So one is a soul conscious stage. Nadi Chanki is saying, so that there's no body consciousness in myself, that I'm a child of the Supreme Soul, to stay in that intoxicated stage, that I am a soul, I am a child of the Supreme Soul. Because what happens sometimes, because of body consciousness, we're not able to have that faith and intoxication that I'm a soul and I belong to the Supreme Soul. So there has to be that first, surely. And I'm seeing a saying as a detached observer that you have never been in body consciousness. Why? Because the Supreme Soul Himself directly has given you the awareness, that awakening, that you are a soul. And He is the Supreme Soul. He's given you that understanding, and He's taught you to stay in that awareness. And so it is kind of shameful for us to even think that we could come into body consciousness. And so we can't come into body consciousness. And under any influence of body consciousness, no vice can touch us.
Understand?
You understand? So, first, let there be such an experience of the sweetness of a soul conscious stage. Such an interest in this. Yes, Dadi Gulzar says, everyone has that experience. But, and Dadi Janki is saying, understanding will become even more clear in front of you. And then Jainti Ben is asking about the seed stage. Seed stage, we are of course all in some kind of activity together. We merge our activities and in a second, and then we can experience the seed stage. If there isn't the experience of being able to merge everything in a second, then there cannot be the experience of the seed stage. Then there isn't that feeling of soul and supreme soul in a second. But then when we come into activity, into relationship with others, whilst performing actions, can the seed stage be retained? Can the seed stage be retained? And that is saying, if you perform actions in the seed stage, then you will not go into waste thinking. Stage means there's an understanding within. If I'm not in that awareness, then I'll go into waste thoughts, then I won't be able to be soul conscious, I won't be feeling that in a natural way, nor will I remember the Supreme Soul. But as Dadi said in the message, that you automatically receive a crown of light, and that light is the sign of purity, and that is so precious that the crown studded with jewels is nothing compared to the light of crown. Sorry, the crown of light. See what Baba's like, see the self. And as Dadi was saying today, activity and face. Those two things do service. Seed stage and service. These two do service. Seed stage. Robin, you follow? The seed stage and service. When the soul stabilizes in that consciousness that I am a soul, I'm in that awareness of the self as one with all potential, like a seed, yet I'm a soul. Everything that is old can be incinerated. And I saw in Iceland there was a fire and everybody's attention was on it. And everyone was seeing, not so much a fire, but a place where it was a natural steam and fire of some kind. And everybody's attention was on it. And we were thinking, where is that coming from? I think it was a spa. She's describing a spa with hot water and a place where there was cold water. And this was something that she saw at the mountain place. And this is the kind of experience people will feel from you. coolness or this fire of yoga through which they also experience change in themselves. So the first thing is to really grind within yourself that I am a soul. Deeply ingrain that in your thinking. When you're body consciousness, what happens? When you're free from body consciousness, then what are you like? What is your stage when you are in body consciousness? And what is your stage when you are free from body consciousness? So, Daddy, there's one thing I would say. One is to think of yourself as a soul. The other is to stay in a bodiless stage in which you lose yourself. And there will be just dead silence. First, that I am a soul, and in that awareness I go within myself. There's understanding, there's awareness, but that soul is enjoying the sweetness of silence, and the soul is with Baba, and the feeling is that I am lost in Baba's love, and then that stage of that volcanic yoga is totally separate, but just merged in God's love. Though I am here in this body, I, the soul, am sitting up above with Baba. Dadi Gosar are saying, only when the soul is in a stage of soul consciousness can we reach Baba and be with Baba. And Dadi Chanki is saying, yes, when you experience being with Baba in the home, then the interest is to stay there. While we're here, we are lost in Baba's love, but we get pulled into that experience of the home. So first, the soul becomes quiet as Baba explains, you're a soul, you're a soul, you're a soul. And we merge in Baba's love. And we have taken in Baba's love, and then we have the ability to accommodate things, merge things, and the heart says, I want to be with Baba in the home, that home of sweet silence. And it's that love that draws us home. It's not that the soul goes directly home, but it's because of love for Baba that we first of all experience Baba's love and we feel pulled to that home. Say for instance you're sitting here and you don't know how many hours you've been sitting here. Okay, we're sitting here but we feel Baba's with us and there's sweet silence, dead silence. First, in silence, we ourselves become quiet. Then there's the experience of sweet silence and then dead silence. It's like that. And then the feeling is that I've become distant from this body, liberated from this body. So when you work towards building the stage, then the atmosphere also becomes likewise. The atmosphere becomes so powerful that nobody wants to move. Everyone wants to be still and remain lost in that atmosphere. And then it's not the experience of just one, but of the whole gathering. And Baba used to say in the days of Karachi that when you sit in collective yoga, others outside will have visions of you and they will forget their sorrow. So the stage of volcanic yoga, according to drama, Dadi's part is amazing. And in Shakti Bhavan, Dadi Gosar was taken to Shakti Bhavan. Shakti Bhavan sisters are sitting here. The experience of Drishti through Dadi Gosar was so powerful. So powerful. To merge in Baba's Drishti. First, to take Baba's Drishti, to merge in his Drishti. And then to give that experience of drishti to others, to have the fortune of bringing benefit to others. What do you think? Is that okay? In just a minute project, you need these things, don't you? In 1 minute silence. Nadi Gurus are saying, from now we're all practicing that silence, and you'll give others that experience of silence. Some people ask this question that you're saying 1 minute, but what can happen in just 1 minute? 1 minute is such a short time. What's the benefit of that? Can you say anything on this? What can be the benefit of just 1 minute? And then the Guru Sahib is saying that when you stabilize for just 1 minute, by going beyond the consciousness of this body, the soul absorbed in its original religion of peace, then even if 1 second goes by, the experience of that 1 minute lasts a very long time. Just as if there's some matter of happiness, say you're eating something that you're really enjoying, something that's sweet, something that's delicious, then you eat it in just 1 second and it's finished, it's been swallowed, it's gone. But the taste of that, the flavor of that is going to pull you again and again. So this silence may be just for 1 minute, but the experience of that is going to pull you through the day again and again. For a little child, say for instance, who loves mangoes, and through the day they're just going to remember mangoes again and again. They may have eaten just one mango, but the experience of that. So when we sit in silence just for a minute or a second, when there is that connection with the Supreme Soul, the influence of that is something that will prevail through the day. And so that experience can be merged and it can be emerged. So for us it's easy. For it's the mind's task to create thoughts or not create thoughts. But who is the master of the mind? It's I, the soul, isn't it? Just as if there were a servant and you give them an order, they're going to follow that order. So the mind is mine. I am not the mind. But if I say the mind is mine, then I am the master of it, aren't I? So if the master orders the mind that I want to go into silence, then why shouldn't it obey the master? But if a servant, if a master is weak, then the servant will become the master of the master. Daddy Chanki wants to say something for a minute. So it's okay. It's chit-chat program. So yes, Daddy Chanki should say something. So Daddy, when we have waste thoughts, they too start in just a minute. And Daddy goes on to say, in fact, the speed of waste thoughts is even faster, and it's difficult then to silence that, to quieten that. And waste will not let go of us until it's really taken us into pit of waste thoughts. And waste thoughts are like poison. They will not allow us to drink nectar. So if negativity enters into waste thoughts, then we have to be so careful, because that is like poison. And there are so many Baba's children, at least they should have the sense. So, Somebody was saying to Daddy that there are four types of thoughts that Daddy Janki had told them about before, and they remembered that. One is positive, the other is negative. Negative is like poison. Positive is like nectar. That's the difference between positive and negative. But waste thoughts, see how they destroy your energy. They don't allow energy to be created. Energy which is created through pure and elevated thoughts, they are lost through through waste thoughts. And that's the danger. And then the soul doesn't have energy. So Daddy, where does your energy come from? Where does my energy come from? So I tell you as a detached observer that waste is not allowed at all. Each one has their own part, and in that there is peace. It's my job to give love, but it's not for me to keep thinking about these things. So it's not just a matter of being positive, but in our positivity there must be power. There must be elevated and pure feelings. And there is benefit in that for me, and it is useful to Baba. Otherwise, I fail and I'm of no use to Baba. Baba needs children who are useful to him, so that they do something in so quickly that others are able to see what Baba has given to you. So I won't just say positive thoughts, but in my thoughts there must be power, the power that God has filled in me. He has given us attention to be yogyukt, and what connection do I have with other souls is to take them home, just inspire them to go home. Otherwise we are going home. If they want to follow, let them follow. And Baba has said, stay in awareness and give others the awareness. What awareness is that? Whatever is my awareness, others will automatically have that awareness. And in my awareness there is God. Automatically others are reminded of God. When they see Daddy Gulzar, they're automatically reminded of Baba. But they see me, they don't remember Baba instantly. So I'm learning from you, Daddy Gulzar, that seeing you, they remember Baba automatically. And for me, I have to remind them of Baba. I have to remind them of Baba. I have to create such a stage to remind them of Baba. And Daddy Gulzar is saying, no, you are in Baba's remembrance and your vibrations automatically remind them of Baba. So Daddy Janki is saying, I'm right behind you. But it's not that you have to remind them of Baba. Seeing you, they automatically are reminded of Baba. They remember Baba. And Daddy Gulzar is saying, well, that's the part I have. And so Daddy Janki is saying, why shouldn't they remember Baba seeing me? Why shouldn't they? And so Daddy Gulzar is saying, seeing you, they become alert. They feel cautioned. And their carelessness ends. Their childishness ends. And Daddy Janki is saying, this is not any kind of competition or anything like that, but your speciality is such that they remember Baba automatically. And I would say, let them all always remember Baba and not remember any bodily beings, nor should they remember me. If they remember me, they won't remember Baba. They won't be able to stay in remembrance if they're remembering bodily beings. But let there be happiness in remembrance. Happiness will not come if you're remembering people. Stay happy. Then more happiness will come. So how can there be that remembrance where you remain happy? So that everyone remains happy and gives happiness to others, so that others ask you, where are you Why are you so happy? Where is your happiness coming from? So your face should become red as you laugh and you're happy. So you understand what you have to do? So waste is absolutely not allowed. And even ordinary thoughts are not allowed. And Dadi Gosar is saying waste doesn't exist in our dictionary. And in fact, ordinary thoughts don't allow you to be great. And we have to check that in an ordinary stage, we can't create greatness. If we think ordinarily, speak ordinarily, then elevated stage is far away. If I'm just giving time in ordinariness, then the awareness that Baba is giving you of time, you will not be able to achieve what you need to if there's ordinariness. So, okay, let alone service, but what will my state be at the final moment if I continue in an ordinary way? Because ordinary things pull me, take me into wastage where it's not necessary for me to think about somebody else's part or whatever somebody else is doing. So it's clear for everyone then. In fact, there are so many questions, but one last question I would like to ask, because Dadi Gulzar is being called for something else. But Dadi Janki is saying, but we won't have such a chance of meeting like this. So Dadi, Baba had given you a blessing that you shared with us this morning, that through your eyes a lot of service will happen, and a lot of service will happen through your writing. And when you bring Baba's message and you write it and we send it around the world, of course a lot of service happens through that. But the language of the eyes, what is the language of the eyes that Baba is wanting us to, wanting to teach us? The language of the eyes is revealed through our stage. Whatever may be our stage, say it is one of anger, they may not speak with anger, but whatever is the attitude and vibration of anger will be visible through the eyes, that this one is experiencing some kind of force of anger. And then the attitude will also reveal that anger. So Baba has given us the attitude of soul consciousness. Excuse me. And so the vibrations of whatever is the internal state reach others. So there is a lot of praise of drishti, because it is through drishti that the rishis and the munis were able to perform wonders, for instance, change the attitude of a snake even. So there is a lot of attraction of drishti. And the question, is there a difference in the language of the eyes in Golden Age and a difference of the language of the eyes here now? So in Golden Age, there'll be a lot of happiness, and the experience of attainment from God here now is different. Now it is attainment from God Himself, and so the happiness of that is so great, and that's revealed through the eyes. There the attainment is of the physical world and all of that, and so that's a different kind of happiness. Every day Baba gives us an aim, He gives us a slogan, the attainment of that, the happiness of that, the churning of that brings such happiness. It's a different level of happiness. just as you are able to experience silence, what is the difference? Is there a difference between the silence of the subtle region and the silence of the soul world? In the soul world, sorry, in the subtle region, there is a difference in that there we meet, we're able to see things, and there is just movie. There's no talking, it's silence. But in Paramdham, in the Supreme Abode, there is no physical body, no body of light, there is no body. Just that the soul is stable in its original stage of silence, of peace. And in the subtle region, Brahma Baba sits in silence as the angel and yet conducts all activity, instructions from there. And so here, Dadi Janki now wants to say something. You know, Dadi Baba says, churn, churn. You too have that gift. You have that gift of coming and going, staying in silence, coming and going from the soul world. And for us, we have to understand all of these things and create our stage. If we create our stage with understanding, then there can never be fluctuation. For instance, the taste of mango you were saying just now. And you know what the taste of that is. Similarly, with this taste of the sweetness of the home. Say, I want to go home just for a short time. The rest that's experienced from the home, from the experience of the home, is one that you want to experience again and again, and then you come down again. And others will just go to that home and stay in that state of rest. But we will come down from there very quickly. But when we have that experience, then we can use that throughout the cycle. When you receive drishti from Baba, then we are drawn to the home of silence. Then we come to the subtle region. And the current that we receive from Baba is from the home, from up there. You're understanding this, aren't you? The current is coming from the home. And subtle region is a place of meeting, and the feeling of meeting Baba in the subtle region makes us light. Baba makes us light. We understand Baba. Baba understands us. We sit with Baba. The feeling is Baba is mine. Whatever was in my heart has been emptied in front of Baba. And then we come down here in this physical world and we talk about that experience. And it's a matter of great fortune that we're able to take ourselves away from the confusion of here and go up to Baba in the subtle region rather than lose time in the confusion of here, because that confusion, it traps us just like a spider is trapped in its own web. But when we detach ourselves from here and we go to the subtle region to be with Baba, the feeling is there was no confusion. 3 days ago, just as Dadi says good morning to everyone in the morning, she was thinking about the soul, supreme soul and drama, and how drama is so accurate that it silences us in a second. We just become quiet, accepting the drama. As Baba has said, stop and fill yourself with the stock. So, let that stage deepen and deepen. There should never come a time where the stage becomes loose or weak, slack. No situation or problem should let my stage become slack. But as Baba has made us instruments, whoever considers themselves to be an instrument has to take care in every circumstance that if any slackness comes, I will keep start sliding. And then I will not be able to look after myself, nor will Baba be interested, because Baba has already given us understanding. The child, you need to do everything with understanding, with peace, with love, and so use this in your relationships and interactions. So the power of silence, the power of the peace of the home can make me bodiless. And it's now that we experience Baba. If a person doesn't have the sense of being quiet, then they're not able to experience meeting Baba. If at this confluence age, we're not able to experience silence, how can others experience that silence from us? Many times Baba says that when the dadis meet Baba, everyone else is happy. It's us meeting Baba, but everybody else is happy. So there's a lot of importance given to meeting at this confluence age. Baba has said that in fact golden age is the time from when we start to come down the ladder very, very gradually. But right now we are at the time when we are at the point of understanding, the point of soul consciousness, the point. And so I am a soul, I'm meeting God, continuing to meet God and experiencing the happiness of closeness to God. And we're helping others come close to God. So this subtle thing of ours, of meeting. And so, Dadi, I've been telling you about this book that I've been studying, the experience of being close to God. That's just as Baba wants that closeness. So what is the subtlety of that? We just become totally light and might. Ask yourself, am I light? Am I completely clean inside? So, check yourself in this subtle way, then I will be experiencing the meeting with Baba in the subtle region. One is going home, the other, let all the souls of the world experience this atmosphere that now it's the time to return home. We are going home. And then no one else will feel any sorrow. If anybody here had any sound of sorrow emerging from within, they will not be able to experience a meeting with God. Just to be quiet and peaceful and full of love. We understand, we listen, we practice, and then after a long period of time of listening and practicing, we become it. So this Ladi Gulzar is saying it needs to be a natural practice, and then we experience meeting Baba in the subtle region. And so you can either have a mela, that is a meeting, or jamela. Jamela is total confusion. I think everyone now knows what a jamela is, what confusion is, and what the loss is in confusion, and what the benefit is in a meeting. You all understand because you've all become mature in Gyan. Tomorrow morning, Dadi Gulzar goes to America. Dadi Janki is going in the evening.
Ek Dadi ja rahi hai West America, dusri Dadi ja rahi hai East Asia ki taraf.
Dadi Janki is going towards East Asia.
Aap jab aayenge na dekhenge sab kaise hai.
And in fact, when Dadi Gulzar returns, then you see how this gathering is then. Dadi Gulzar said, I always feel every time I come back here, there is a difference. I feel there's a difference in all of you. Don't you think there's difference in yourself? You are at your stage of ascent. So of course there should, of course there is a difference. And this is the aim with which you sit here, that I want to be equal to the Father. Not that I will become, but I am becoming. Not that I will think and I will become and I will, but no, I am doing it, I have to do it. This is known as fast effort, that I have to let go of the past. I have to do now. So, thank you from the heart to both the dadis. Thank you. So, let's have 2 minutes of silence. And then Dadi Gulzar can take leave. And Dadi Janki will give Tuli. So, in silence. So, let's have the red lights and...
Bataya,
just silence.